Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson, and welcome to another episode of our morning devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. We just completed the Day of Atonement, which is such a wonderful, blessed day, and just so much learning and just getting close to the understanding of what it means to be redeemed by our wonderful Messiah, Yahshua, the one they call Jesus. I'm going to read the devotional right now, which goes right along with this, and we're going to talk about this topic. So, Unauthorized Fire, this is the 281 reading of the Suffer Well devotional series, and you can see this devotional series at sufferwell.org, sufferwell.org. We read, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their censers and put fire in them and added the incense. And they offered unauthorized fire before Yahweh, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of Yahweh and consumed them, and they died before Yahweh. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. Fire consumed them for choosing their own sacrifice. We think in modern terms you would call that religion. Ouch. Does Yahweh delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as obeying Yahweh? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel 15:22. You would do well focusing on what has been commanded rather than doing what you or your denomination has decided is pleasing to Yahweh. On an individual level, it could be likened to a former drug addict who has erroneous idea that he can make up for his past sins by diving into a plethysmal of self-chosen acts of service, otherwise known as spiritual activities. Remember, the Almighty demonstrates his own love for us in this way. While we were still sinners, the Messiah died for us. Romans 5:8. You were redeemed while you were still a slave to your addictions and all idolatrous behavior, for that matter. It is His Spirit alone that gives you the ability to leave your idols behind. Your self-assigned sacrificial activities, done with the sense that you must somehow participate in the atonement for your past behaviors, actually reveals your unbelief. It is a self-righteousness, not righteousness. Israel was guilty of such behavior. They were zealous for the Mighty One, but zeal was not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of the Mighty One and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to the Mighty One's righteousness. Romans 10, verses 2 to 3. Anytime you operate in the mindset that you must do something to atone, you are telling him that you reject the offering Yeshua made. That's right. You are saying that his death and resurrection were not enough to cover all your maladies. This non-debatable core issue must be dealt with from within. He, Yeshua, sacrificed for their sins once and for all when he offered himself, Hebrews 7:27. He entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption, Hebrews 9:12. He has one favor for you with your Father in heaven once and for all. Done. The only thing you must do now is obey. To obey is better than to sacrifice. With your eternity secure, turn your focus towards obeying his commands. Your abundant life is found in them, he says. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my standards. I am Yahweh the Almighty. live by my standards and laws, for the person who obeys them will have life through them. I am Yahweh. Leviticus 18:4-5. He made it so that the following his commands adds life to your life. They are to bless your child, not to curse you. If you have been chosen, well, they are to bless you, child, not to curse you. If you have been chosen, the ability to choose has been gifted to you, and you must now make a choice. This day I call the heavens and the earth as a witness against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, that you and your children may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. He has set before you life and death. Choose life. Obedience to his laws is not legalism, loved one. It is life. Conversely, disobedience is death. Everyone is tempted by his own desires. As they lure him away and trap him, they desire to become. Their desire becomes pregnant and gives birth to sin. When sin grows, it gives birth to death. James 1:14-15. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3:4. No more lawlessness, loved one. No more religion. No more self-assigned sacrificial activities. Do it his way. Anything else is unauthorized fire. That is our wonderful devotional for today, and we have to understand the idea of this. When you are trying to justify your salvation by faith versus by works, that's the plan of our Creator, faith in our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. You cannot work your way to salvation. We don't keep the commandments and the guidelines of our Creator to be saved. But we should have a great desire to keep them because we are saved. Because what he has done for us, we should trust in him. He went out first for us and sacrificed Yeshua for us, leading the way. And it's not by our works that we seek or that we receive this salvation or even the redemption. It's because what he loved us that we learned to love. And this is what the Day of Atonement was all about. Now the Jewish people have their traditions of the Day of Atonement. This holy set-apart day is not for the Jewish people alone. It is for all people that believe in our wonderful Messiah, our wonderful Creator. But bearing the traditions, let's look at the understanding, the biblical understanding of this. There was a tradition, or there was a biblical command in the Old Covenant of sprinkling the blood on the altar, when the sacrifices were made. We have to understand that the old covenant and the old system of redeeming our sins by the priest and the sacrifices and the blood of the bulls and rams and all this was how it was back then, but it was all leading up and looking forward to the Messiah to do that for us. And when it says that the old covenant has been replaced by the new covenant, it was the sacrificial system in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It wasn't that the commands were done away with. It was the idea that we had to do something to receive this salvation. And that is an error's thinking. It is not us. It is what Yeshua did for us. But that does not excuse us from keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Yeshua's death and sacrifice was not a free pass for us to live in sin because we have the grace and mercy of our Messiah. No. Yeshua's sacrifice should lead us even more desirable to live according to his guidelines and instructions. Because he paved the way for us and show us what living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator were all about. And how it does free us from danger. How it frees us from the wrong choice in life. How it frees us from sin. And Yeshua led the way for us, showing us what it is to live a perfect life by becoming the perfect sacrifice. And I said it the other day, and I'll say it again. He came the first time for sinners to redeem them and offer them the redemption. But he's coming back a second time for the righteous. So we must adhere to his guidelines and instructions. But let's not mistake that and think, through our obedience to his guidelines and instructions and his commandments, that we are achieving salvation, because if that is the reason, we do not need him. It is not through our works, but by his blood that we have this salvation. And you decide what you want to do with that. Do you want to throw that away and continue to live in sin? No. You want to be obedient to his word because he sacrificed and died for you. So as we read here, it says, sprinkling the blood of atonement. During the days of the temple, the high priest slaughtered this goat chosen for Yahweh and sprinkled his blood before the atonement cover. This was to atone for or cover the sins of the people. Shaul, the Apostle Paul, explained that Yeshua is our atonement sacrifice. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Yahweh presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. Romans 3:23-25. Isaiah foretold Yeshua's burial and death, and how his blood sprinkled on the nations. It says his appearance was discarded beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So will he sprinkle many nations. Isaiah 52:13-15. Bearing the sins away, the scapegoat bore away the sins of the people into the wilderness where it died. Isaiah foretold that Yeshua would carry all our sins away. When it says Yahweh had laid on him the iniquity of all, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah 53:6-12. So we understand this. And we understand where we are, and we understand why. We look at that great curtain in the altar, and that curtain said the great curtain which hung before the most holy place kept everyone from going directly into the presence of Yahweh. The high priest went past the curtain once a year on the Day of Atonement, but even then, a cloud of smoke from the incense he was carrying filled the room and clouded his view. But when Yeshua suffered and died for our sin, the curtain was torn apart, and not by human hands. And it says, and when Yeshua had cried out again in a loud voice and given up his spirit, at that moment the curtain of the temple was torn in two, top to bottom. Matthew 27:50-51. Hopefully we get this and we understand this. We understand the importance of this. You have places today like the Roman Catholic Church teaching that it's through works that we have salvation. You have people on a personal level seeking to do things for their salvation. Other religions talk about karma and all these other positive thinking and positive doing these things. When you believe in the idea of karma, you believe in the idea of salvation comes by works. And I say this all the time. You either believe in Yeshua or you don't. There's no in between. The Bible says, I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Yeshua to die. Galatians 2:21. Romans 3:27-28 says, when there is boasting, it is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This does not excuse us from following the commandments of our Creator, but it excuses us from the idea that we have salvation because of what we've done. The Bible says we're sinners, we're wicked, we're evil, and our heart is deceitful. It is by the grace of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, that we have been redeemed. It is through the words of our Creator in his Holy Bible that shows us the right way and the wrong way to live. Remember, it's not our works and then Yeshua. It's Yeshua and then our works. We are to keep the guidelines and instructions, not to be saved, but because we are saved. Hallelujah. Romans 5, 1 and 2 says, therefore, sin, we have been declared righteous by faith. We have peace with Yahweh through our Messiah, Yeshua, through whom we have also obtained access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of Yahweh's glory. I said it the other day, and I say it again. We are on parole. For Yeshua came and gave us the time and his redemption to get it right. For we are no longer judged by our life before we met him, before he sacrificed himself for him. But the judge has given us extra time and set us free to live a life of righteousness. So when Yeshua returns and we re-enter that courtroom and stand before him on that day of salvation, on that day of judgment, when we seek our salvation, he's going to see what we've done after we met Yeshua. Have we lived a life according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator or not? And then we have to answer to that. For Yeshua came the first time to give us redemption, and he's coming back the second time for those who have answered the call. But it's about Yeshua, not about what we've done. Romans 4, 24 to 25 says, but also for our sake, to whom it will be credited. Those who believe in the one who raised Yeshua from our Messiah from the dead, he was given over because of our transgression and was raised for the sake of our justification. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, is a gift of Yahweh, not as a result of work, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmen, created in Yeshua, our Messiah, for good works, which Yahweh prepared beforehand, so that we would walk with him. And Romans 3, 22 says, the righteousness of Yahweh through faith in Yeshua is for all who believe. For all who believe. We have this wonderful opportunity to answer the call, but we must understand that Yeshua is the only way. There's no way but through Yeshua. John 3:36 says that he believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yahweh abides in him. John 14:6 says, Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Through me. Do you understand? I'm clarifying it up again. When we boast in our own works that we have salvation through what we're doing, when we believe in this idea of karma, when we believe in this new age idea of this world that something we can do secures our salvation, we miss the point. If it is through our works, why do we need Yeshua, our Messiah? Yeshua is our atonement. He is our access to Yahweh today. For in the old days, we needed the priest and the sacrificial system. But now we have Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who's that perfect sacrifice for us. Everyone was looking forward to the Messiah in the original covenant. And now we look back at what he's done for us. It's in the historical records. It's not made up. It's not fiction. Unlike many of the other religious books out there today, this is a true story. This is history. Which if you break that down, it says his story. Romans 10 verses 9 to 11 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Yeshua is Messiah and believe in your heart that Yahweh raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scriptures say, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Remember John 3:16, for Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is not done by works, such as the Roman Catholic Church and other New Age religions around the world believes. It is by grace, not works. It is by grace. Galatians 3:10 to 11 says, for all who rely on the works of the law are under the curse, and it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do anything written in a book of the law. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before Yahweh, because the righteous will live by faith. James 2:10 says, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just the point is guilty of breaking all. Romans 4 verses 4 and 5, now to him works is the reward not reckoned by grace, but of doubt. But to him works not by belief on him, that justification ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And Romans 3 verse 20 says, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall be no flesh justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Listen, I talk all the time about keeping the commandments of our Creator. If I do that without Yeshua, I have what you call is Judaism. Judaism today breaks the command that says you shall not add or take away but keep my commandments. Judaism today relies on keeping the commandments without Yeshua. And without Yeshua, it doesn't matter how obedient you are to the word. It doesn't matter how nice you are to people in people's eyes. If you're not believing in Yeshua, you do not have that redemption and that even that opportunity for salvation. You won't even stand before him on judgment day. You haven't earned the opportunity to receive those words, well, good servant. Works doesn't get us that pass to the courtroom on the second day where we can be redeemed and given that sentence, enjoy eternal salvation because of your faith. It's not works that gets us in the courtroom. It's faith that gets us in the courtroom to be vindicated of everything. Because Yahweh truly does know our hearts, and he truly does see what we've done in our lives. Now, don't throw that out and think, well, why do I need to follow the commandments? Why do I need to do this or that? It says in 2 Timothy 3:14, 16, but you must remain faithful in all the things you have been taught. You know that they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught by the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive salvation that comes by trusting in Yeshua Messiah. All scripture is inspired by Yahweh and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. We must understand this. Faith and works is necessary. Works is not your road to salvation. Works is your confirmation of your faith. Do we get that? Works is confirmation of your faith. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The church today falsely teaches that the old covenant, the Old Testament, is done away with because of Yeshua's sacrifice. And nowhere in Scripture does it say the commandments are done with. In fact, Yeshua says in Matthew 5, not one jot or one tittle of the law is done away with. And I will submit to you, it's perfect confirmation of where we are with Yeshua and where our faith truly lies. It's perfect confirmation. Well, let's not deceive ourselves either, because Luke 7:50 says, and he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Your faith will lead you to do the works. The works do not lead you to this salvation. We have to understand this and get this concept. It's very important. What are the biblical confirmations of our salvation and where we are? And think about these things. And think about it is. Being obedience to the word is essential. It says in Psalms 119, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Sin is transgression of the word. Psalms 40 verse 8 says, I will delight in your will. Your law is within my heart. That's a righteous person. It says in Jeremiah 31:33, this is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel at this time, declares Yahweh. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. You understand, he didn't do away with the commandments. He just took it off paper and put it on my heart, on our hearts. John 14:23 says, Yeshua replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teachings, my commandments. My Father will love them, and they will come to them and make their home with them. And John 10:27-29 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I pray you're getting this and you're understanding this. I pray you're understanding how important it is to do this, to have the faith and do the works. But we're not saved by the works. We're saved. Yeshua opened up the way for us to be saved. It's like we're all on this wide path of darkness, of complete darkness. But here comes Yeshua. For those that are knocking and calling, here comes Yeshua, and he opens up the door to this narrow road. And he says, those of you that are willing to follow me on this narrow road and trust me will be fine. This narrow road is so narrow, and we look in the door, and do we want to go on that road? We want to follow him there. That road looks kind of narrow, but it's also a darkness, complete darkness, and we're scared. We don't know if we're going to make it. That's a narrow road, and it's dark. But Yeshua says, not only am I going to let you follow me, I'm going to give you a light for the path. And he hands them the Bible, the Word of God. And they open up that, and now it's a light. So now you have Yeshua leading the way and a light guiding you on this path of darkness into the light. And we choose to follow him. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And that's called following. And that is following the guidelines and instructions. But only you are going to choose that path. It must come with having faith that Yeshua is Messiah and choosing to follow him. And he teaches us and he shows us. And if you're steadfast in following him, you will be fine. Remember Peter on the water. Before he doubted, and when he was faithful, he was standing on the water, walking on the water. But when he started to doubt, he sank. If you're walking on that narrow path following Yeshua, you're never going to fall from that path. But when you start taking your eyes off Yeshua, that light dims, and now you're living in darkness. You might as well be on that wide road with all the other people. Follow Yeshua. Let Yeshua lead the way. Without Yeshua, your life is nothing. With him, it is everything. Remember, we want to stand in front of him on judgment day and him to say, well done. Hallelujah. All right, everybody, that is our devotional for today. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In the story of Jonah from the Bible, the Lord instructed Jonah to go to a great city during the biblical reign of King Hezekiah. God tells Jonah in the second verse of the first chapter, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah didn't like the Ninevites because of their evil ways and the violence that is in their hands. So Jonah decided to go in the opposite direction of Nineveh and into the land of Tarshish. He jumps on a boat headed that way, but because that's not what God instructed him, the seas get rough and everyone on the boat becomes afraid, except Jonah, who was found asleep. He lets everyone know that God sent him to Nineveh, and he doesn't want to go there. They wind up throwing him overboard, and the rough seas become calm. Salvation came to the boat immediately as they witnessed the power of the one true God. Jonah gets swallowed up by a whale, and then it says in chapter 2, verse 10, And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah.